The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Hi, Rick. We're back live. Real Racing USA live on Tuesday night. You know, last week we talked to, we were talking with Eddie Carrier Jr. and we also talked with Earl Pearson, and the big thing on their mind was Eldora.
And the World 100.
Yeah.
And we got with us on the line right now the man who rules the world this week, Jimmy Owens. Jimmy, how you doing tonight, brother?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Oh, man, you must be on top of the world tonight.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty good right now.
Yeah, 203 cars down there, up there for that race. Got to be awesome to be on top of that all.
Oh, man, it was cool, you know, to go up there and set quick time. And, you know, we didn't run real good in our heat race or nothing, but everything else took off and run good. So, you know, we were pretty excited.
You're at a race shop right now, aren't you?
Yes, I was actually going over some shocks.
Now, you were in a Blomqvist car, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now you've been driving modifieds for quite a while, right?
Yeah, we run modifieds from probably 95 to 2003.
So how'd you get moved up into the late models?
Just been fortunate, you know. When we started modified racing, you know, had to drive for some people because we were kind of financially embarrassed and still are so until this weekend. But we just, you know, moved our way up and started driving for, I guess our first full-time late model ride was with Mach 2 Motorsports out of North Carolina, and we drove some for Jerry Weisgarber the year before that and won probably five or six features with him, and then started in with Mach 2 and run with those guys for 2 years, and then we run with Harrod Farms last year, and then this year we got a new team with Reese Monument and them guys, and you know, things have been going good.
That's great, man. Now, the move up from the modified, you know, I've watched a lot of dirt modified racing down here at Volusia and East Bay. To me, the dirt modified is the closest thing to a late model out there right now.
It's, you know, it's pretty good. You know, to me, it's a great learning curve. You learn from them real good. You learn plenty of throttle control and things like that. You know, the cars act kind of different and a lot of aspects, but most of the time they're pretty much the same thing.
Where'd you get this name, the Newport Nightmare, from? How'd that come about, Jimmy?
Man, I don't know. Just through years of racing, it actually started in my modifieds, and you know, nobody really picked it up too much in the modifieds, but then when we started doing good in the late models, it stuck around the whole time, and then it just got to really rolling in the late models.
And we got a question came in for you that, you know, everybody knew you were going to be on the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
And, you know Jason Lowe?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he wants to know if you feel responsible for his situation about him getting married.
Slightly.
Slightly?
Yeah, he bought a car off of me, and he'd been winning races. So if he hadn't have done that, you know, she'd have never looked at him.
There you go.
Yeah, they talked to him a couple weeks ago on another show we do, and they were asking him when they were going to do the Jason Lowe story movie, and he said Danny DeVito wasn't ready for it yet.
That'll work.
So you got a lot of big stuff coming up. You ran Volusia earlier in the year, got a ninth place finish there, had some rains and stuff. You plan on coming back down for the Winter Nationals down here?
Yes, we'll be back down for the Winter Nationals. I don't know real sure. We're not real set on schedules. We take it day by day on that.
How many races are you going to run this year? I'm looking at your schedule right now.
Oh.
My God, man, you got some races coming up.
Yeah, we're probably going to hit everything on the schedule. And then, we'll probably... I don't know when our last show is going to be, but it'll be late in the year.
So is this up to date? I guess you've started 33 races thus far this year,
uh huh,
and you've had 11 wins, 20 top fives, and 25 top tens. So,
uh huh,
I'd say you're on your game, Jimmy.
We're doing pretty good. I think we got more than 11 wins though. How many wins we got, Dad? 14 wins.
Got to update that website.
Yeah.
Yeah, JimmyOwens20.com for fans that want to find out more about the man who just took the money at That's just amazing, man. What's it like to go to Eldora with that many cars? What's that environment like? What's the scene like there?
It's just crazy. You know, it's kind of like going to Woodstock, only we're going to race. A lot of people go to have a good time and party, but we go to race and get it on. And, you know, most of the racers there are pretty serious. I mean, it's the best in the country. And to qualify good and make the field is just, you know, it's just a great feeling in itself. And then, you know, to run across that checkered flag before anybody else does, that's just, you know, that's, I don't know, pretty cool.
Well, to qualify first out of 203 cars has really got to feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be a winner. Now, the World 100, from what I understand in the dirt world, is comparable to the Knoxville Nationals for you late model guys.
Oh, yeah, every bit of it, you know. It's just, you know, kind of like the Daytona Dirt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the highest-paying race we run or nothing, but definitely the one you want to win.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, still, that gets me. 203 cars show up. I mean, NASCAR's lucky to get 50 cars show up at any given time, and I mean, the best of the best of the best show up for this one.
Yes, it's just awesome. Like you say, you know, there ain't no better drivers in America that ain't there, and everybody's there thinking they can win it. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Now, you guys, there's a lot of you guys that race. I mean, you do this for, this is your living. I mean, your life and your living. You obviously, you're out on the road all year long, and, of course, there's a lot of, you know, we talk to guys that race in your deal a lot, and it's just amazing how much racing you actually do. I mean, this is a full-time gig. How does it, at what kind of level do you got to be able to actually do this and afford to do it before you make money? I mean, can you do it running in just in the top 20, or do you got to win to be able to make it?
You've got to have probably an average of a top five finish. And you can't depend on money. You can't depend on the next race to make you the money. I mean, it's a lot more comfortable if you've got a good sponsor on board, and, you know, hopefully with all the TV shows and things we're getting, that maybe eventually, you know, we'll get some corporate sponsors and stuff in, and all the teams can make some pretty good money.
Now, how do you feel like the World of Outlaws late model deal is going now?
I think World Outlaws going real good, and Lucas Oil's real good. You know, we got two really good series there that, you know, it helps back, you know, it just helps everything out. And, you know, a lot of guys don't like the two different series deals, but, you know, I think it's kind of cool because you break up some of the racers, and, you know, it's just a bigger, broader area of racing that you get to cover.
Well, you know, most of the national series nowadays are going to like a north-south deal. And it seems to be working out for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's that's pretty cool. I mean, it keeps everybody from traveling near as much and everything. So,
yeah, I can tell you, you know, all the years of Winter Nationals down here, traveling between East Bay and Volusia, you know, sprint cars, and, you know, I like the open wheels, but I'll be damned, man, them late models, they are my favorite. Dirt late models are my favorite. Above and beyond any of the other cars.
Oh, they're cool. You know, I've always been a fan of the big-bodied cars. I mean, we had a lot of success in the modifieds and stuff, but, you know, I ended up getting a guy just asked me to drive his car, and I didn't even like them cars at the time, but, you know, once I sat in and one started driving it, I pretty got a passion for it pretty good.
Yeah, and the other thing that gets me about them, you know, they'll, like a big 75-lap race at East Bay, you know, they'll be going 25 laps, a caution will come out, and y'all come down to caution speed and listen to those cars just rattling and every spring creaking and everything. It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Better not hear my car creaking.
Somebody. Oh, remember the night we down at East Bay? We saw that one car just take off and like skyward.
Yeah, almost went over the fence.
I mean, just on its own, man. It just.
What do these cars weigh about?
They're around 2,300 pounds.
2,300 pounds.
Yeah.
Jimmy, one of your sponsors is Reese Monument, says Tazewell, Tennessee.
Yeah, Reese Monument. They're out in Tazewell, Tennessee. I just met them this year. It was a pretty big step. You know, we had to, you know, pretty much quit the Herod Farm ride and come on with this guy. And, you know, it's just been a pretty wise move on my part.
So we had some buddies of mine and one of our sponsors, Jay Carberry, owns Evergreen Development and sponsors some of our shows on Real Racing USA. He took his driver, and they went up to Tennessee and Kentucky for a little vacation road trip to go racing. And they went to Tazewell Speedway. Tell us about that. I know you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite tracks.
Tell us about that track from a veteran's point of view. Describe that for somebody who hadn't been there.
Oh, man. I don't know of any other track in the country that's banked as much as that place. I mean, the straightaways on this track are I don't know what the degrees are, but the straightaways are banked as much as anybody's corners, mostly. And I'm telling you, you can go just as fast as you want to go there. That is by far the most, I don't know, it's adrenaline-pumping track I've ever been on.
Yeah, well, Perry said that he was fine as long as they were under green, but it got a little hairy when they would come under caution.
Yeah, it's a really, really fast track. I'm talking, it's a third-mile track. I think track record's like 11-0. I believe Scott's got it. And I mean, it's just, you know, if there's a wreck, you're in it nearly.
Yeah, he was afraid that under caution he couldn't keep the car on the track because of the banking.
I tell you what, it's a pain whenever they line you up out yonder for driver introduction. You got to prop your head up. I have to prop my hand up on the interior to hold my head up because your head gets tired.
Yeah, you must like that track. You got a couple wins there this year already, don't you?
We got a couple there. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's you definitely just got to. You got to have everything. Yeah, you just got to be pumped up and ready to go.
Yep, up on the wheel all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, got a race coming up, looks like at West Virginia Motor Speedway, the 14th and 15th?
Yes, we're going there this weekend if we get everything ready. It's been pretty hectic after, you know, winning the world. We're kind of behind schedule when we got back home. So.
Now, how much?
Everything cleaned up.
How much toll does that take on your equipment, getting ready, and then qualifying and all that out of 203 cars in a couple of days?
You know, it's not real bad the way they do everything at Eldora. You know, qualifying, you'll get at Eldora, you'll hot lap, you'll run three hot laps, and then you'll set, and you got to be on the ball. But, you know, we had late numbers, so, you know, we got to sit around at the holler and hang out and watch everybody qualify for a while before our numbers rolled around. So,
and
you know, it's not too bad, but when it comes heat time the next day, you better have your stuff ready to rock and roll.
There you go, man.
And then the next big super race looks like the, you got the topless, that's already happened, but the KC Raceway Dirt Track World Championship on October 18th and 19th, $50,000 purse, stars deal.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going up there. We've been up our last couple of years, haven't even made the race yet, but maybe we can do something this year.
Yeah, well, they ought to let the guy that wins the world have a provisional anyway.
Yeah, that'll work.
There are no provisionals in this game, huh?
Not really. I mean, every once in a while people get them. I'm not a real fan of provisionals. I think, you know, you need to race your way in. But, you know, I have been fortunate enough to be in on a few, too, so. I'll take them when I need them.
Yeah, and then I see in November you wind up your season at Cherokee Speedway. Now, that's a unique little track up there in the mountains, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. They've shortened it down. It was a 5/8 mile track, and then they've narrowed it up to a 3/8, and I think it's a lot better than what it used to be.
I tell you what, I've seen pictures of that track that people have taken from up in the mountains, and it's just beautiful area up there.
Oh, yeah. It is nice.
So what's in the future for Jimmy Owens?
Just racing. You know, just trying to win some more races if we can do it.
All right.
That's about all we're concentrating on right now.
Well, Jimmy, we really appreciate you stopping in and having a chat with us here on Real Racing USA. And we hope you stay on top of the world, brother.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
All right. Jimmy Owens, man.
JimmyOwens20.com.
JimmyOwens20.com. Really cool website. Got a lot of stuff on there. Got some nice T-shirts and stuff you can get there. And good guy, man. got 203 cars. Would tracks down here just salivate over that?